As a reward for their sufferings in the cause against Morgoth, the Valar, the guardians of the world, granted to the Edain a land to dwell in, removed from the dangers of Middle-earth. Most of them, therefore, set sail over sea, and guided by the star of Iarendil, came to the great isle of Elenna, westernmost of all mortal lands. There they founded the realm of Numenor. There was a tall mountain in the midst of the land, the Menel Tamer, and from its summit the far-sighted could descry the white tower of the haven of the Eldar in Eressëa. Thence the Eldar came to the Edain, and enriched them with knowledge and many gifts, but one command had been laid upon the Numenoreans, the ban of the Valar. They were forbidden to sail west out of sight of their own shores, or to attempt to set foot on the Undying Lands. For though a long span of life had been granted to them, in the beginning thrice that of lesser men, they must remain mortal, since the Valar were not permitted to take from them the gift of men, or the doom of men, as it was afterwards called. Elros was the first king of Numenor, and was afterwards known by the high elven name Tar-Minyator. His descendants were long-lived but mortal. Later, when they became powerful, they begrudged the choice of their forefather, desiring the immortality within the life of the world that was the fate of the Eldar, and murmuring against the ban. In this way began their rebellion, which, under the evil teaching of Sauron, brought about the downfall of Numenor and the ruin of the ancient world, as is told in the Ar-Calabith. These are the names of the kings and queens of Numenor: Elros Tar-Minyator, Vardamir, Tar-Amandil, Tar-Elendil, Tar-Meneldur, Tar-Aldarion, Tar-Ankalime, the first ruling queen, Tar-Anarion, Tar-Surion, Tar-Telperien, the second queen, Tar-Minastir, Tar-Kiryatan, Tar-Atanamir the Great, Tar-Ankalimon, Tar-Telemaite, Tar-Vanimelde, the third queen, Tar-Alkarin, Tar-Kalmakil,